It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
To me, the whole thing with the finger under between the legs, antiquated.
Archaic.
Oh, it is.
I mean, the whole thing is freaking silly.
Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Brown finds Tatum, comes to get the ball out near half court. Tatum spins away from Lowry, draws a double team, return to Jaylen, deep three, right side. Oh. Got it!
They stepping on toes now, man. This grandma's pie was in the oven.
And the Heat are getting buried in a flurry of Boston threes. These two teams just crept along in a tortoise race until the Celtics suddenly became a hare that Miami could not catch. And they were gone, baby, gone. It is a 24-2 Boston run that is going to be the difference here in Game 5.
This is the Coyote when he tries to grab for the Roadrunner. And all of a sudden, Roadrunner go beep, beep, and he is gone, and all he's doing is grabbing dust.
How much do you and Jason kind of feed off each other when you get hot like you did there in that second half?
We just play basketball. We always talking to each other, you know, encouraging each other. We know what we're capable of. You know, sometimes it's more so mental, trying to get over the adversity, or sometimes we're overthinking a little bit too much. So we just got to come out and play basketball. And we feel like there's not a lot of people who could play basketball with us, too. So when he gets going, when I get going, we know that we're going to put ourselves in a good spot to win.
Yeah. You know, my teammate for 5 years and watch a lot of film together, talk a lot throughout the game. I knew that he had it going. Me kind of bringing the ball up and things like that, just trying to find him, find a hot hand, you know, for him to score, make the right play. And that's just something that we've gotten so much better at over the course of these last couple of years.
Hour number three, Felger Mass, 4:05 in the afternoon. That was one of the many dagger plays. I think it gave them their biggest lead, or one of them. That was clock shot. Shot clock winding down. Tatum finds Brown about 30 feet from the basket. He drains a three. And that gave him a 23-point lead at the time. Not that they needed it, because the Heat couldn't put the ball in the ocean. But either way, then Brown and Tatum talking about playing together and feeding off each other in the post game. Maz, what are your thoughts on that?
I thought they took the game over in the late third quarter and then started the fourth. There was about a 12-minute stretch in there, the last six of the third, first six of the fourth. And I thought that, look, again, that was the difference in the game on the scoreboard, at least. I think that basically your two best players were better than anything Miami could offer, and they couldn't stop them. And given where we were at the beginning of the year, asking the question, can these two guys coexist? Do they complement each other? Can they work together and win the big games? Can they do that? For the first half of the season, the answer was no. And I think now we can say that in the big moments, they can. They've figured out a way. And this was at the core of the conversation the whole time. It's been at the core of the conversation for 5 years. Can these guys get there together? And I think we have our answer now. I think they're there or close to it.
And I just think there's very few teams that can match those two. And certainly the last two teams, the Heat, not even close. If the NBA comes down to high-end talent, and it does, the Heat can't even, they're not even in the same ballpark. The Bucks had one guy, but their second guy, not even close, I don't think. That's what makes this the next round different, is that the Warriors can match you or at least come close. At least come close, and that's what's compelling about it.
They're not going to miss 38 three-point shots like the Heat did last night.
Holy crap.
Second most ever in an NBA playoff game.
7 for 45.
7 for 45.
Oh, my God. That is so freaking bad. That's horrible.
There's so many great shooting stats with the Heat that will just blow you away. But I love 0 for 6 to begin last night in the first quarter, 0 for 8 to begin the third quarter, after the first half in game 4 going 0 for 14. Like, all right, guys, let's go out and set some tone. I'm going to come out here and put our foot down. I'm going to come out here and show them what we got. I'm going to come out here and, get the ball rolling. Clang, air ball, thud, like game after game. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, boulders.
As Granny said, yes, boulders. You had another thought. Rightfully, we're focusing on Brown and Tatum. Yet, it feels like Celtics fans always want to gravitate towards the role players and the bench players. And Derek White, who was great last night. That was a good game for him. And Horford had another good game. Usually, it's the Marcus Smart that you want to give credit to. Or someone like Peyton Pritchard, Grant Williams, or someone like Peyton Pritchard. Where I just think those are secondary concerns. I think Rob Williams is different. I feel like he's a primary concern. With the way he plays defense, I thought he was just freaking immense last night. I thought he was jaw-dropping with some of the blocks he got his hands on. And what he has done to Bam Adebayo, primarily, he reduced Bam Adebayo to a puddle. But you had a thought on Peyton Pritchard, man?
Yeah, just quickly, because again, this struck me. Pritchard only played 6 minutes last night. Now, some of that is because Derek White was so good. Why take him off the floor?
Yeah. That's
some of it. But I also think there was another element with the way the game was going that typically I think Udoka goes to Pritchard when he needs someone to start making a shot. He did it in the Milwaukee series in Game 7. The Celtics were having trouble early in that game. Pritchard came in, made a couple of shots, and I think it loosened the Celtics up. But if Pritchard comes on the floor, what does Miami do?
They target him.
Exactly. Yeah. So why even introduce that when Miami is having trouble at that end? Like, I wonder. I wonder if Udoka looked at that and said, I'm not going to let them hunt him. I'm not going to do that. White's playing well. They can't score. We're going to smother them.
Yeah, don't breathe life into them.
Yeah, we are going to smother them at that end of the floor. And that's what they did. I didn't see this anywhere. I don't know if anyone asked him why. But I wonder if it was a factor. Because Miami, anytime Pritchard got on the floor, they sought him out. They sought him out. And I'm not telling you that there's anything wrong with that. You need his offense sometimes. I think last night Udoka said, forget it. We're gonna suffocate the crap out of them and squeeze them till they can't breathe.
All right, so there's a reset and a few Celtics thoughts there. What are your Celtics thoughts? Andrew in Arlington. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Felger, you just kind of said it. We give Tatum and Brown a lot of credit for that second half turnaround, and rightfully so. But, considering how they played in the first half, we really should give them some praise to, the Derek Whites, Al Horford, Robert Williams. Those three guys in particular, I thought, played really well. And, I was curious, regarding Derek White. I know you guys have been a little ambivalent about that trade for him, and I've been a little down on him as well at times. How do you feel about that trade now? Do you think it was something worth doing, or do you still feel they've been better off?
Yeah, what if you asked me after game 3? You know what Derek White did in games 1, 2, and 3?
off the top of my head, I do not know.
0 points, DNP, 3 points. And the DNP was for his kid. You know, obviously, it's not like he got benched or something, but that's what he was in the first three games of the series.
And that DNP, they won big.
So, it was 3 points in game one, DNP in game two, 0 points in 14 minutes in game three. And so, how do I feel about the trade? I still think you could use some shooting. I don't know if you'd be much worse with Josh Richardson here. I don't know. I'm not. Are you better with Derek White over Josh Richardson? I think it's close. It's a wash. Maybe you're a little better, but I think you're focusing on the wrong thing if that's what you're focusing on. And this is sort of what we're talking about. Like, why are you focused on the first half and the first half Derek White had when you were losing? So this is the whole point. Tatum and Brown in the first half were bad. Tatum was one for whatever from the floor. Brown was turning the ball over incessantly. And who was leading you was Derek White and Al Horford and those guys. And you were losing. That's the whole point. You won the game and you went on your run when your best players started dominating. Yet you want to defer to the bridgey players, the role players who had a decent first half, but obviously when they're your best players, you lose. So, like, doesn't that prove the point?
It does.
Why do you focus on those guys?
Because I don't know what it is with basketball and people doing it this way. I don't know if they feel like they got to find the finer details or with the Celtics, they got to justify the team play and the team mentality. And I just think it's totally missing the mark. You win championships in that league because your star players dominate.
I mean, Forsberg told me last night that without Derek White, they don't win the game last night. I'm sorry, it's just preposterous.
What did Derek White score in the second half? I should look that up.
I got it in front of me. In the second half, Derek White scored 3 points.
Okay, there you go.
He scored 3 points and they blew doors.
And he was excellent in that first half, but they still would have won that game, just not by as big of a margin.
Right, so again,
all right,
you were down five at the half without Derek White. Maybe you're down nine. Because again, who's ever playing? If Josh Richardson, if you just want to go back to the trade, as the caller did, I don't think Josh Richardson there's scoring zero or whatever. I mean, but White was excellent. So, but you wouldn't have gone from his, whatever it was, 11 points to zero. You would have gone from 11 to four.
Exactly.
Or, you know, whatever. So, I don't know. But I'm with you. It is a Celtics thing. I don't know if they do it in other markets like they do here, but this over-glorification of the role players and the bench players and when it's just right in front of you. When Tatum and Brown go off, you blow doors.
Exactly.
When they don't, you're losing. And there's very few exceptions. Maybe that game against the Bucks where Al Horford had a night. Okay, and you can point to that one where I say, all right, really? I mean, you were down double digits in the second half and Al Horford lost his mind and won you a game. I'll grant you that. I'm not giving you Derek White. You don't win the game last time without Derek White. That's silly.
No, and look, again, like even in the – I'd have to go back and look at this, okay? But let's pick Grant Williams as an easy one because Grant Williams had a couple of big games in this postseason against Milwaukee. You know why he gets those games? Because Tatum and Brown get double-teamed, or Tatum in particular. So Tatum draws the defender. Williams, they move the ball, and Williams is left wide open. Now, look, you got to play offense. You got to move the ball. But you think Williams is beating someone off the dribble and scoring 30 points? No freaking way.
Back to your thoughts right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
At the end of the day, it's still all about sports.
We don't take it seriously.
And whatever's on Jim Murray's mind.
Get over the persecution complex, you children.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jaylen Brown inside the paint. Flies in! Right hand slam! He sailed right by Adebayo and Jimmy Butler. And as soon as the Heat had a little glimpse of hope, a little ray of sunshine, Jaylen Brown made it dark.
Ooh, the fireman just came in and put it out. 89-71.
That was another moment for the Celtics, that Jaylen Brown dunk. I'm not a big dunk guy, but that is one where you go, oh! Whatever, you make a noise.
He's saying you had fun last night with that one?
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah.
But in real time, oh, whatever. You know, you make a noise. You make a noise.
It's a momentum play or like a, you know, like we've just taken your manhood kind of play.
What does Max do? Did he do it there? I don't know. I miss it. Ow! Is that what
Jaylen Max? Jaylen Brown inside the paint.
No!
Flies in!
Exactly. You make a noise. You make a noise.
Paint no! Flies in!
But that, you know, in real time. Now the 18th time I've seen it, it loses its luster. Like the dunk? It's for kids. It's like fake boobs. They're for kids.
He almost missed it.
That is lost in translation. It is true. He lost the handle at the very, very end.
He kind of had to throw it in there.
Yeah.
You know, he was a little far out. Like, so he kind of had to throw it. It went in, so again, who cares? He almost missed it. It's okay.
Jaylen Brown inside the paint.
No! Yeah, you all do it. That's what you did in real time. Here's Emilio in Rhode Island. Yes, Emilio.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. So I wanted to say that, you know, the Miami Heat remind me of that, like, 2017 Brad Stevens, Isaiah Thomas, Celtics, Bridgie. They made the conference finals by effort, but they're not a true number one seed. And I also wanted to say that the Celtics fans, they need to enjoy this right now, enjoy having Jason Tatum being all NBA on the verge of making his first NBA Finals, because it's not going to last. This era of players, they're not in it for the long run. So, you know, they'll get their ideas in their head and say, I want to go play with John Morant or Giannis or whomever. So enjoy it while it is here now.
Well, okay, that's that's a nice negative Debbie Downer kind of take.
I know, I wish I had thought of it.
But, I mean, it's true, but, I mean, I don't know.
I rule out nothing, by
right.
The way.
If they start winning here and really, you know, really start winning, I mean, there's kind of no reason to leave unless, you know, Jason wants to start his own production company in Los Angeles, which you can't rule out. But usually you want to go play with someone to win titles.
Look at Golden State. They've kept it together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they drafted the thing. The Celtics drafted the thing. It is Tatum Brown. If you want to throw Robert Williams in there, they have Draymond Green. He can add Marcus Smart, too. But they drafted it. And so if it works, there's no reason to leave.
Now, but that's not everybody. For some reason, Durant felt the need to leave.
Right, but he parachuted into that and then parachuted out.
But why did he ever parachute out? You know, he could have stayed. They could have kept him all. He could have kept winning. But he wanted something else. So I can't speak for Tatum, but if you win and win consistently, at least that one piece, which is ultimately going to be the biggest one probably, which is I need to go somewhere to win my title, that's off the board. And then it becomes something else. Where do you want to live? Do you have a production company? Do you, you know, are you sick of going to the seaport? You know, whatever. Can I upgrade this situation? And that's what it becomes. Hopefully it's not that, but at least the winning part will take care of it.
This feels like a good study.
And Boston isn't horrible. Yeah, it's not Milwaukee, because that's why ultimately Giannis will leave. It's like, I got to get out of here. And that I hope that's not Boston. Maybe some NBA players view Boston that way. I don't know. But it ain't the worst. No, you win and you'll solve a lot of your problems with that.
Yeah, the winning definitely will take away a lot of the impetus to leave.
Alex in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, guys. So I was wondering, based on like the four major Boston teams, which of the four do you think drafts the best, like from least to greatest?
So I don't know why you would even ask this. I mean, Danny Ainge and the Celtics are number one with a bullet.
Feels that way.
I mean, it's not even close.
Feels that way.
Then it feels like precipitous drop-off to the rest, which all suck.
I don't know about the Red Sox, but the Bruins and Patriots have drafted equally crappily over the last 10 years.
Well, so I was going to say, what's the time frame? Like, you know, you take me back 15 years ago or whatever, Bill hasn't been that bad.
Do it 10 years. To 2012.
Yeah, Bruins are last.
Bruins are definitely last.
Dead last.
Seriously, they suck at it.
I don't care what the Sox have done. Bruins are dead last.
That's really the only question. Who's the worst?
Marquise in the car. Go ahead, Marquise.
How's it going? Good afternoon, fellas. Quick thing. Robert Williams is the key to this championship. He is a mismatch when he's on the floor. He's a lob threat every time you beat your defender to the hoop. Even when you look at Golden State's roster, who's going to match up with Rob Williams? There's no center who can guard him. I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk.
Okay, so is it Looney that starts with him inside?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, then Draymond Green.
They use Green as center.
Okay, 6'6".
Yeah, no, right? They have an advantage there. Celtics have an advantage there. But I think this guy misses the point. Robert Williams is a mismatch at the other end of the floor.
Oh, it's defensively. The lob threat, I wonder if there's an art to it or not. I mean, I don't know. If you're tall and can jump high, shouldn't everyone be a lob threat? He's really just sort of standing behind the action on the weak side. The defender overcommits. What does that really take?
It doesn't. But the only thing it takes is athleticism and length.
I mean, but what I credit is more the Celtics for giving it to him. Like, I don't know. A seven-footer dunking the basketball is really not that specialized of a trait. Dropping it in the hole.
Yeah, it's the other end where he makes the difference.
Oh, my God. Defensive last night, I thought he was insane. Insane.
So we have a new intern back here, Brian, that sent this stat on Robert Williams, okay, that among guys who had 500 shots taken against them in the league this year, Robert Williams had the biggest drop in field goal percentage relative to what that player's regular field goal percentage was. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So in other words, if you shoot 50% against Robert Williams, you're going to be 6.5% less. That drop is the biggest in the league. And I think that is legit. I think he's impossible to shoot again.
He has reduced Bam Adebayo to a puddle, to a shivering mess.
To Bam Adebayo.
Who is afraid to shoot the basketball.
Very good, man.
I can't believe you didn't notice this last night. The crowd exhorting Bam to shoot. He would get it in, you know, not underneath necessarily, but call it, you know, inside the free throw line somewhere. And he'd have a little daylight. And all of a sudden, you'd hear the crowd like, shoot, go, shoot. A kick out or hesitate.
Oh, he was timid. And that's got to be frustrating to watch for him because he was dominant in game three in the win here.
Right, no Williams.
No Williams. Yeah. And I noticed the last night, the times he had Horford, he'd shoot over Horford.
Yeah.
He'd take that shot. Against Williams, nope. Until I think he got shamed into it, he had a couple attempts in the second half that rimmed out. Where he just said, this is embarrassing. I got to put it up at least a little against this guy. And he did, and he missed. Rob Williams is completely in his cage.
Totally. He's just so hard to shoot over because of those arms.
But then what was insane. So inside, I'm used to that. But then he would get out on those three-point shooters, those blocked shots on those corner threes where he started in the lane. I mean, like, talk about lift on that and athleticism on that. That I thought was, again, major difference-making.
It's like shooting over the Hancock Tower.
Randy in Medford. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, gentlemen. Great show as always. Just a quick thought. I want to hear your thoughts. I know that they have this new Larry Bird MVP trophy. The Celtics win is probably going to go to Tatum because he's Tatum, but can't you make a case that it could go to Horford too? I just want to hear your thought on that.
Not even close in my mind.
Yeah, if it's not Tatum, thing. It's Brown.
I mean, Horford may have had a bigger sniff in the Bucks series.
Yeah.
He won him a game.
He did.
A crucial game. And then, I mean, he's been good. But for Pete's sake, more valuable than Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown? He's not more valuable than Rob Williams. Why do we do this?
People bought the jerseys of these particular players. I'm convinced of it. Like, there's a financial investment or something.
Nick in Westport. I mean, I like Al Horford, too.
Me, too.
But good God. Nick in Westport.
Hey guys, what's going on? Yeah, this is actually kind of what I wanted to touch on. I'm not a basketball savant or anything, but just from what I've seen over the years watching basketball, it looks like the Celtics are where they are because their two best players are better than the other two teams' best players constantly. Tatum and Brown are both incredibly good. They're very long. They both play defense. They both play offense incredibly well. This stuff with the role players on the Celtics, it's nice, but it's got to stop, guys. It's just because the two best players on the team are Tatum and Brown.
So look, it's not just that, but of course
it starts there.
It starts there. Like, that's just, don't start with Derek White. Don't start with Al Horford. Don't start with Marcus Smart. You can start with Brown and Tatum, and then that's right. And to me, third, I'm feeling like going Rob Williams inside on defense. That's like true difference making. That is, you know, that he does stuff on the floor that I don't see others do.
And people so like, they just take the 25, you know, 28 points that those guys give you every night. They take it for granted. It's everything the team does spins off of those guys. Do you get it? When other guys make shots, you know why? Because one of them's double teamed. That's why. It's those two guys. Don't be stupid.
If it sounds like Mass is yelling at you, he is. Consider yourself scolded.
Oh, it's just so annoying. It's like, it's so obvious. It all starts with those two guys. They might have the best two-man tandem in the league now. They really might, if you talk about both ends of the floor. Offensively and defensively, they can take out your best players on one end, and they can score over them on the other.
So you're not willing to put them ahead of Simmons and Embiid?
Yeah.
I remember those conversations, Maz.
Yeah, I've given in on those.
All right. Meanwhile, again, we have there's been so much Celtics positivity that sort of puts us in an awkward spot. It's uncomfortable for us. So we need to every now and then dial it back and bitch about something. We're going to bitch about the Red Sox coming up with a quick Red Sox minute for you right after Big Jim Murray gets you updated.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is the place Boston sports fans come to get some positive vibes for their teams.
Anything but. It's time to panic.
Well, maybe not. Now, back to reality with Felger and Maz.
Oh, no. Gonna drive this one deep to left field. Way, way back and gone. That's way into the bleachers. For a three-run homer, Chicago leads it 3-1.
0-2, hanging spin ball.
Yeah, 0-2, you nailed it, Ed. That's the thing. You know, it's devastating for a pitcher's side. It's wonderful from a hitter's side. When you get an 0-2 cookie, that's a mistake. There's no doubt in my mind Rich Hill did not mean to put it over the plate, and he doubled up on the same exact pitch, same exact arm slot. But let me tell you right there, Burns hit that ball a long way out there to left field.
Coming right at you.
Those three-run Johnsons, they hurt.
So that was a big blow against the Red Sox last night. As the winning streak comes to an end, here comes a Red Sox minute with Maz. It's really the Red Sox question of the day. What do you got, Anthony?
Okay, so just quickly, they lose another low-scoring game. They don't score, they don't win. We'll get to more on that on the Baseball Hour later. That's been going on for 2 years now. But Rich Hill last night was actually pretty decent for the most part, and I'd say overall this year has been pretty good. So when I look at Chaim Bloom, and I say, has he been good or bad during his Red Sox tenure? I almost feel like I got to divide it up. I would say sort of the free agent signings and the hidden jewels. He's done okay. Garrett Whitlock was a Rule 5 pick, as we all know. Rich Hill, free agent. Michael Wacha's been good, free agent. Hunter Renfroe, free agent. They did okay there, right? Or is that might have, no, he was a free agent, I'm pretty sure. Martin Perez, free agent. What about the trades? Like, I look back now on Chaim Bloom's trades, and I'm starting to wonder whether he can really do it. So Tampa Bay got a lot of credit for making some of these big trades. You know, the one with the Pirates that was famous when they sent Chris Archer there. But they traded Mookie Betts. How does that deal look?
Meh.
Verdugo has regressed. He hasn't gotten better since he's been here. He's gotten worse. Connor Wong, the backup catcher they got in that deal, is that a backup catcher? Jeter Downs kind of blows at Triple-A. So they've gotten virtually nothing for one of the best players in baseball.
It wasn't, was Bruce Dar a greater role part of that, or was that
he was supposed to be Murray, and they backed out of it, and then they took Jeter Downs instead. And Bruce Dar greater role is a relief pitcher for people.
He's like a stud for them, right?
No? Yeah, pretty good. I mean, has his moments. I don't know that he is. I don't know what his numbers are this year. I'd have to look those up. But there was they were worried about health there, so they got Jeter Downs. But they whiffed on that trade, the Andrew Benintendi deal. And again, they traded Benintendi because they had Verdugo. So it was really either or. They chose the cheaper player. Benintendi's now among the league leaders in batting in Kansas City. I want to get back to this in 1 second because they've got nothing out of the Benintendi deal. And there was also a small trade they not many people remember. They traded Mitch Moreland to the Padres for a couple of guys. They got nothing out of that deal either. Okay, the Hunter Renfroe deal. To Milwaukee, I mean, at least not yet. They have a couple kids in A-ball, maybe. But that deal bugged me. And, you know, Jackie Bradley, they got back. That doesn't feel like a win. At worst, it's a push, at least right now. But go back to the Benintendi deal. That feels like it could be a major miss except for one guy. And he's going to pitch Saturday. This is Josh Winkowski. The Red Sox basically announced yesterday that Winkowski is going to pitch in the doubleheader against the Orioles on Saturday. So I will say that if these guys come out of the minor leagues and a guy like Winkowski can give the Red Sox something, well, then I'll change my mind. But I don't think, you know, thus far, I haven't seen any real payoff from any of these Bloom trades. I've seen payoffs from some of the smart, shrewd free agent signings and, again, Rule 5 picks and things like that. But I haven't seen a ton from the trades.
Has he made one trade where his goal was to improve the current club?
Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Right.
No, no, okay, definitely.
Yeah, Schwarber. But again, I would even say
And you still put that in the win column?
Well, so
because as a rental, he did exactly what he was supposed to
right,
do.
Right, and I should have qualified this. I guess what I'm saying, I'm looking more at the deals when the Red Sox are sellers. So when they're buyers, you almost always win those, right, at the deadline. And I don't want to minimize Schwarber. Schwarber was a good pickup. But they also had to wait about 2 weeks for him to play because he was injured. And they then tried to shoehorn him into a position that didn't fit. Okay, but he hit. Schwarber was a win. I'll give you that one, absolutely. Schwarber was a win. It's more the, you know, and this relates to Bogarts and Devers. And so, okay, if you're not going to sign these guys, then you're going to trade them. Well, what evidence is there to suggest that you're going to hit? Like, I'm starting to worry about this sort of mentality, particularly when it comes to the nerds who embrace prospects like they're their own children and came out of their own womb. Like, yeah, but they got this guy from the other guy. He's a high prospect. Well, do we know that he can play? Really? Yeah. Do we know? Because I'm not sure that any of these guys can really play yet. I need to see it. And I just don't see a great tracker record there from Bloom in the early going here. And it's early, but I don't see a great track record there in being able to sell good players and replenish the system with those kinds of products. I haven't seen it yet. So it's, you know, again, it's just something I keep an eye on as this Bogarts thing plays out. And Winkowski will pitch Saturday. We'll get a look at him for the first time. He's a pitch-to-contact guy. He doesn't walk a lot of people. But I'm okay with that kind of pitcher if he gets people out.
Oh, they're getting phased out. I'm surprised they even have a guy like that. He's not a swing-and-miss guy?
He's not. He's not.
I didn't even know that existed anymore.
So I saw a little video of him during last spring, you know, when they made some of these moves and pickups. You know, they traded Benintendi. They picked up Whitlock. They got Connor Siebold, if you remember. The Pivetta deal, he did okay, okay? So I should add that one. But that, to me, felt like he gave up nothing. That was, you know, again, that wasn't a trade to make the Red Sox immediately good. But Pivetta's been okay. He hasn't been great, but he's been pretty good. You know, big league starter. And they got Connor Siebold in that deal, too. And when I watched Winkowski, Siebold, and Whitlock, to get back to that, my recollection was that Winkowski's got a good off-speed pitch. I think it's a slider that, you know, it almost looks like a split. It really dives. But I need to see it. You know, he needs a guy like that in a trade to pop. I was going to say out of the woodwork, but to really pop. And so if Winkowski comes up here and looks like, hey, they can add this guy to the rotation, he can help him out, that'll completely change how I feel about a lot of the high and blue methods.
Give me a quick preview of your conversation of the Red Sox not winning when they don't score runs. Why are they any different than anybody else?
Because all the top teams in the American League and in baseball last year basically were in the top 10. Okay, and again, this doesn't mean that...
Meaning what?
Win percentage when they score three runs or fewer.
Okay, thank you.
So let me give it to you quickly. Last year, scoring three runs or fewer... Winning percentage, Giants 1, Dodgers 2, Yankees 3, Cardinals 4, Oakland 5. They missed the playoffs, but they won 86 games. Tampa Bay 6, Atlanta 8. They won the World Series. Milwaukee was 10.
Wow.
So I gave you 8 of those 10. 7 of them made the playoffs. You know where the Red Sox ranked? 25th. Okay. Now, again, but the teams behind them, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Texas, Arizona, they all suck.
Garbage.
This year, the Red Sox are 29th in baseball when they score three runs or less. So my point is, you're building a pretty decent team. Are you building a championship caliber team? Because all those teams at the top there that were, you know, in the playoffs last year, one of which won the championship, they could win in multiple ways, and I don't think this team can.
Okay, you want to weigh in on the Sox? Mix that into our Celtics conversation. By all means, long commercial-free segment is next.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Return to Butler against Horford. Butler takes a soft, easy three. It comes up short.
Jimmy Butler doesn't want to shoot those jump shots because he's shooting them flat-footed. And he is a jump shooter.
Butler for Oladipo. Good look at the left side three. Ooh. Way off. But the long rebound controlled by Miami. Here's the Butler three at the shot clock buzzer. No good because the first one didn't hit the rim. Another offensive rebound for Butler. Duncan Robinson finds Vincent. Wide open. Oladipo left side three. No good. Another boulder. Oladipo had two open looks at threes and missed the rim both times.
Man. What kind of basketball is this? Oladipo, man. Those were like 3 feet over the basket.
Jimmy Butler up fakes a three. Derek White fell down. He tripped over him, and Butler airmails a three.
Wow.
They either don't have shooters. The shooters they have are either reluctant or injured.
They don't have
it
legs.
Is a worst-case scenario. The guy they need is Tyler Herro, and he's out.
It was really pathetic watching Miami try to shoot the basketball. It was sad. It was just a little sample of it. Those Oladipo misses. I don't know if I've ever seen it. And that's a real play, or it was at one point. They were both open. The second was wide open. And the you could hear the thud against the backboard. And again, the second one was wide open. It was on a kickout. You hear Maxer, what kind of basketball are we watching, he says.
That's how I felt last night at times.
What kind of, and then the Jimmy Butler one. Derek White trips on a sort of up fake. And Butler has all the time in the world, and he misses everything. He didn't even graze the net. I mean, they weren't close. I've never seen anything like it.
I almost wanted Miami to start taking set shots, like to go back and see if their luck was any better.
So, I'm not taking away from the Celtics' defense. It's certainly good, and it's certainly elite. But there was a lot of unforced stuff there from Miami. And again, I'll point to these stats that – if you want to say that once you get deep into the game, you've sped them up and gotten inside their head, I think there's absolutely something to that. And there's no doubt Rob Williams is in the side, you know, is in the head of Adebayo or anyone who wants to come in the lane, clearly. But on the outside shooting, Miami started last night 0 for 6 in the first quarter. Then they came out in the third quarter, gotta have it, right? Gotta have it quarter, 0 for 8. After starting game 4, 0 for 14. In the first quarter. So it's not like they got sped up. They came out of the blocks throwing up bricks, boulders, as Grandy said. I mean, some of the numbers are just stupefying. Give me the one on the simulcast, Vinny, again. The starting backcourt, the starters, meaning these are their two best. The starting backcourt between Lowry and Strus, the last two games, Strus, in 35 minutes, 0 for 16. 4 points, minus 49. Think of those numbers. Kyle Lowry, 46 minutes played, 1 for 12, 3 points, minus 34. Combined, 1 for 28, minus 83. And those are their good players.
1 for 28, think of that.
That's hard to do.
Oh, I know I could do better than that.
Oh, I'm definitely going better than 1 for 28.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I make at least 2 or 3.
No doubt about it.
Their starters shot 2 for 23 in threes last night. Strus, 0 for 7. Lowry, 0 for 5. Butler and PJ Tucker, each 1 for 5.
I would say a three-point line like this. 7 for 45?
Unbelievable.
7 for 45 on the night.
As bad as it gets.
15.6%. Yeah, unbelievable.
That's like a tax rate.
I mentioned the missed 38 that they had, the 38 three-pointers. It's the second most ever in an NBA playoff game.
First quarter come out, set the tone, 1 for 7 from behind the line. Third quarter, I'll give you the third quarter here in a second. Third quarter come out, you have to set the tone. This is the series, 1 for 14 from behind the line. 1 for 14, and this is another thing I would say that it – the Celtics defense had not exactly gotten going to the point where they were sped up. And we just showed you, if you're watching the simulcast, you saw the videos. If you watched the game, you saw it. Oladipo was open. Butler was open. These guys were open. And they're just...
No, it's to your point. And Spoelstra after the game, Mike, said, we got shots in our wheelhouse most of the night. Yeah, you just suck.
<That's> Seriously, though. They did have some shots that as the ball was released, I thought, oh, he'll make this one. And he didn't. I mean, it really, which suggests to you that it was not about someone being in their face every single time. First of all, it's impossible to be in their face every single time. I mean, that was a bad shooting test.
There was times.
Oh, my God.
Robinson was wide open a few times. I know he's probably pretty cold because he's not getting a ton of minutes, but again, clang. Like, they can't hit anything.
No, it was like the ball was filled with sand.
Yeah, right.
That's what it was like. It didn't bounce off the glass. It kind of slammed into it. Those two Oladipo misses were horrific.
Oh, my Lord.
Talk about freaking mental case.
And, you know, that's right at the time where the Celtics are going back down the other end and it's bombs away. And, you know, Tatum and Brown have gotten hot. And they're hitting everything. They're hitting everything from distance. Jaylen Brown is lifting from 28 feet, you know, bottom of the net. Tatum turnarounds, baseline, kick out threes, monster dunks, and the Heat are going down and they cannot find the rim. And it's just like, not just physically beat up or physically, mentally, they have to be done.
Toast.
Like, that has to just be so demoralizing for them.
I mean, if the Celtics just come out, you know, with the requisite intensity in the next game, it's over. It's over. They'll hit Miami hard early if they can, you know, jump out to a 10-point lead or something. I think Miami will cave. I think they'll quit. I think they're teetering right now. I think it's over.
So, I mean, it's absolutely over. Absolutely over. But make no mistake, your defense is good, but Miami was complicit with what happened last night. Let's take a few phones here. How about Tim and Sunderland? Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I think the Heat series is over. It's apparent that it was far past their bedtime last night. But what I think is, fast forward to the Celtics versus the Warriors, and our core eight guys, I think we have enough combos in there that we can outplay the Warriors. I don't think it's about us stopping their shooting. I think it's about them being able to pressure us inside and stop our team game.
Okay. I mean,
game. See, this is what it is again.
I mean, I think the guys that take the most shots, if they're hitting, that's a team that's going to win. And certainly your defense is better, so you should put them into tougher shots, and maybe that'll swing the difference. But I think a lot of these games come down to shot making, and I think it will with the Warriors. And why I give the Warriors a chance is because they can match your shot making. But I look at it that way versus the other. In other words, I'm not sitting here saying, yeah, the Celts have a chance to match the Warriors' shot making. I look at it the other way. That I almost look at the Warriors as the underdog, but they have a fighting chance because on four of the seven games, they can match your shooting or surpass it.
I want to see how the matchups align in this series, like who guards who and how that goes. And it'll change as the series goes, too. I think Golden State might be able to guard you.
We have Jim in the shop on our Red Sox Minute. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was just wondering, with Verdugo's batting being so bad, are they messing with his launch angle and his whole plate appearance like they did with Benintendi? And now that Benintendi's gone, he's doing what he needs to do. Maybe Verdugo needs that.
So they ruined Benintendi, and now they're turning their attention to Verdugo, and that's why he's regressed.
I don't think that's it. No, I don't. And again, I don't know if you remember this or not, but at the beginning of last year, the Red Sox said that, Cora said that the Red Sox, in a podcast I did with him, said the Red Sox were fine with Benintendi being what he was, but he wanted to hit for more power. He put it on Benintendi, and he completely screwed up his swing. I don't think Verdugo wants to hit for power, and I don't think they're asking him to. I just think he's, you know, he started off hot, and then the same thing happened last year. It's got to be like a focus thing, or he can't sustain it, or, you know, you add in the inability against left-handers. There aren't a lot of guys that can play every day in the big leagues and fight through it all the time. There just aren't. It's hard to sustain. Maybe he's not an everyday player.
All right, we got final hour to go. Your calls, Celtics Heat, such as it is, what happened last night, what you think about tomorrow night. You can look ahead to Celtics Warriors. I think that's fine at this juncture if you want. We'll play some sound next hour. That should have your eyes rolling in the back of your head. I'll reset it. Jaylen Brown had a comment last night that was a whopper to me. A whopper. The old school bad Celtics came out in Jaylen Brown in the post game. There's a current NBA player who thinks you have no chance against the Golden State Warriors. No shot. You'll hear that sound as well. And whatever else the hell you want. You can give us a call. We'll get right to you after Big Jim Murray gets you updated. 90 seconds, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.